Aloha, this is Michael McIntosh, and many blessings to you. Today we're going to be talking about money, wealth. How do you attract wealth, and how do you get the wealth you need to do the things that you want to do, buy the courses you want to buy, have the stuff you want to have, travel to the places you want to travel? And rather than, you know, telling you step-by-step tips, which we do in Superhero Training, I want to start with a few stories, real practical stories, so you can see for yourself that this stuff actually works. And since we started doing these practices that you're going to learn, we have created over $6 million in sales from the companies that we've created from scratch, from nothing, yeah, using these methods. And the people who we've taught these things have gone on to create all kinds of amazing projects, services, and wealth, and attracted things as well. So these aren't just pie-in-the-fly crazy ideas. These are real-deal, practical things that get real results in real life. And we need to know these stories because there's a lot of disinformation around. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't work. And, of course, it's worth knowing what works, what doesn't work, and is there any proof? You know, where's the proof? So I'm going to tell you some real-life stories on attracting and creating wealth from scratch. So the first story I'm going to tell you is how we got started. Yeah, because a lot of these things, when people have massive success in their life, it looks like they've always had it. So we have to go back in time. So once upon a time, long time ago, this is around 2002, I was in Cambridge, England, and I was doing a meditation talk. I used to teach meditation at the local meditation center in Cambridge, and I was doing a talk one evening, and Nick came in to the talk and sat right in front of me on the floor, and he'd been traveling around the world, and he had just got back to England from somewhere else. And he was very, very excited about the talk and the course that he was doing about meditation in that center. And after the talk, he invited himself, basically, to come and stay with us. Myself and two other guys, we were living together to have a community, a spiritual community. We called it the Ashram. And, you know, we didn't have much money. I was a student. You know, we had little part-time jobs. And our main focus was meditation, spirituality. We used to get up every morning really early, practice our meditation. And, you know, our focus was just on our spirituality. But after a while, we thought, hang on a minute, we need to use this spiritual power that we're gaining to do stuff in the world. You know, it's not just about the experience. It's also about how do you use that. So Nick and I specifically started having visions and talking about ideas and creating things and how can we help more people and how can we be of service. And so we started getting up extra early in the morning, actually around 2 o'clock in the morning, and holding the vision that one of the visions that we had was to have a healing center. You could call it healing center or transformation center, which, by the way, later on became Noni Land in Hawaii, which is a $2.5 million property, which emerged after these visions. And that was only part of our vision, by the way. But so we started having these visions. We wanted to help lots of people. We wanted to live somewhere tropical. And we didn't, you know, there's no evidence that any of this was going to happen. We didn't have any money. We just believed that we could pull it off, you know, because everything in life starts with a belief. So pay attention here, because along with these stories, you're learning practical tips, yeah? Belief. We believed somehow we could pull it off. And why did we believe that? Because we know that our spiritual energy that we have in a consciousness, what's going on inside of us affects the world, because how we think and how we feel directly affects what we do. Yeah, and the combination of how we're thinking and feeling and what we're doing creates results, practical results. So if someone believes that life's out to get them and everything's a total disaster and it's just going to get worse, they start acting in that way and it ends up happening. If someone believes that they can make things happen and that life's conspiring to help them, they're sending out the message to the universe. And they're also seeing opportunities which are there anyway, but they're not aware of. So I just want to just mention something for you personally right now. There are far more good opportunities in your life than you are consciously aware of. And this is one of them, by the way. You're listening to this audio. This is an opportunity. So you've been able to see this. It's very, very, very powerful. But there are lots of other opportunities for success, for wealth, for abundance, for people to give you money. There's all sorts of things. And your big challenge is learning the inner game so that you can start to see more clearly, think more clearly, which is going to help you act differently. And as you act differently, you'll get different results. So back to our story. We realize that there's all these opportunities and all these wonderful things that we could tap into, right? And once we became aware of this, things started to happen for us pretty quickly. For a start, we attracted a lot of money. Someone gave us, someone from my family, gave us some money that came from an inheritance, completely out of the blue. No one expected any of this, yeah? And that money was the seed money for us to actually start working on the projects that ended up becoming multi-million dollar businesses later on, yeah? And we're not talking about a lot of money, by the way. This is just enough to keep us moving along. And shortly after that, we set up the chocolate company, On Bar Chocolate Company, which has gone on to create millions of chocolate bars. It's an amazing success, that business. And then Nick went to America, I went to India. While I was in India, I created the curriculum for superhero training, the kind of core curriculum that it became. I spent 6 months in silence in India. Nick went to America, met David Wolfe, inspired David Wolfe, became David Wolfe's personal trainer, and then ended up creating Noni Land with David Wolfe. And then I came in after that with all the clarity and consciousness that I had been gaining, and then together we created Superhero Training, which has gone on to help thousands of people to massively upgrade their lives, get the community they need, attract the wealth they need, and go off and create the projects and success and the service that they want, make a difference, be of service to others, and change the world. So all these things came. Where did it come from? This is important to remember. Where did it come from? It came from back in the day, back in time, when we believed in ourselves enough to see the opportunities that then led us to creating all these things. And since then, we've gone on to create, you know, books and courses and programs and coaching and travel the world and live in amazing places. And our businesses have made over $6 million in sales between them. Yeah, and we're living an amazing life. Like I'm sitting here right now, I'm in the sunshine, I'm looking over beautiful mountains, it's a perfect blue day. I've just had an incredible meditation experience this morning. I'm off to India in a couple of weeks on a retreat, you know, to go deep in the spiritual consciousness. We have people joining Superhero Training all the time, serving them from all over the world. You know, all this came from the seed that we set up back in the day. And so if you believe in yourself and you're willing to just start opening yourself up to newness, you will be able to attract enough money, and you don't need much, to invest in yourself and in your success. And then once you start the momentum, it builds on itself, builds on itself, builds on itself. One of our superheroes is Amy Miller. Amy Miller, if you check her out, she had created the Transcendence Theatre Company. You can check her out online if you like. And she had the vision after doing one of our programs, first superhero training we did back in the day. And she's gone on to create amazing theatre company that serves thousands of people, employs hundreds of people, all from scratch, from nothing, yeah? But it started with the vision that she had. I still work with Amy now, mentoring her, helping her towards the next level of her evolution. But these things, just remember, they start with simple things. She didn't have any money, really. No, not a lot of the people who began superhero training didn't have lots and lots of money, but they just got just enough to make that initial payment, that initial investment in themselves. And then things started to happen, and then more money came, and then they got the momentum going. So the important thing is to gain momentum, to get started, get the support you need, and start moving forward, getting in the community. If you're a more introverted person, you know, you can do this in a very kind of gentle way. If you're more extroverted, you can connect with lots and lots of people. Superhero training has various ways that you can be involved that suits you. But the main thing is to start and gain the momentum. Because once you start talking to other people and you start thinking about it, start doing the program, start going through the step-by-step success system that works, that we've used, that thousands of other people have used, you start seeing the world differently. And as you do that, you open yourself up to new experiences, to higher consciousness, to spiritual power. And then as you do that, new things open up, you start acting different. And then the world responds differently to you. So if you act the same way, you get the same results. If you act differently, think differently, you get different results. Yeah, this is a fact. If you do the same thing over and over and over, you get the same results. If you do something different, you get new results. So the most important thing is to take the next step. And superhero training, we have payment plans designed so that people can just take one little step and then they're in the program and then everything starts moving from there on. Tell you another story. Personal story. When we started doing online business, we had no idea what we were doing. We had no business experience at all. You know, the chocolate company, we had no idea what we were doing there. We had no idea what we were doing in any of this stuff. You know, I mean, we knew in terms of teaching, we're good at that. But when it comes to the systems and techie stuff and all these, how do you do all the details? You know, this was completely new stuff to us, right? So we were like, okay, we've got all this great information. We want to help people. We have no idea how to like make it work. And at the time, when we first began this, we didn't have any money either. Yeah, well, we barely had any money. We had enough, you know, of course, there's always money to like buy something to eat. You know, everyone figures out money to like basic things. So, but we had no idea. So luckily, I came across a training that would explain how do you do what you love and get paid? How do you package it all together so that it works? And I was like, this is pretty cool. There's someone who's figured this stuff out who's going to tell us how to do it. The only problem is that we didn't have any money, or we didn't think we had any money, or we weren't willing to put the money down, is more honest. But I decided, you know what? Let's just do it anyway. Let's just use a credit card or borrow money. I think we might have borrowed some money. And just get, because it was in payment installments, it was like 5 installments of some amount of money, $200 or something. And so we started that, and what we learned allowed us to create the things that now have made thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But the seed of it came from that one step to learn the information to start making it happen. And then after that, we started creating all these programs, websites. Now we've done hundreds of audios and videos, and we've got tons of programs and books. But it all started by learning those few basic steps. And by the way, when you join Superhero Training, you're going to get a copy of a program that's very similar to that. I took what I learned from there, plus other things, and packaged it together in an online training, which you get as a bonus, that you're going to learn exactly how you can put together your information and sell it. Yeah, videos, online courses, books. Yeah, so you're going to learn the same thing in Superhero Training as one of our bonus courses. So a lot of people who join Superhero Training, they start businesses which make them money, so they're now financially stable that way. We also have a surprisingly large number of people who just get inheritances, or they had some money that was locked somewhere and it comes out shortly after joining. We had someone who won a $60,000 scholarship for something she wanted to do, which was very, very, very practically impossible to happen, and it happened within about 2 weeks. We've had people just like recently, someone said, I really want to join Superhero Training. We had a session with him, came on a live call, and in under 2 weeks, he'd manifested the money to buy the whole training in one shot, plus a bunch of extra cash just out of nowhere. He said he had no money, and then all of a sudden it came. So we've seen again and again and again, you can talk to the superheroes when you join, strange and wonderful occurrences. And this isn't just like some woo-woo nonsense. Energy is powerful. If you change your energy and you stop blocking things, they start coming. And then when you start noticing opportunities, this is a very important thing to remember. There are opportunities for you to have more wealth and money and success already around. It's just that you won't see them until you're ready. Yeah? It could well be that a friend of a friend has an opportunity for you, but you kind of have blocked that from hearing it. Someone might be saying something. You start to overhear things that you wouldn't notice because there's too much happening in life. Yeah, the world is full of energy. What is the world? It's energy vibrations. And there's so many vibrations coming at us through our senses that we can't handle it. So what happens is we filter the world, we filter life through our current belief system. And if someone believes, oh, there's no money, I can't do it, there's no money, then that's what they start to experience. They only let in things that agree with that idea. If someone changes this inner filter, which happens through spiritual practices and through certain superhero practices that you'll learn, as you start changing those filters and you start spending time with other people who think and see differently, as you do that, your filter changes, and as your filter changes, you start going, oh, you know what, I could do this thing, and that would get me more money, or that would get me this thing I want, or I could do this, or I could do this, and opportunities start appearing in your life that were already there on the outskirts of your awareness, but you hadn't fully embraced them existing, and then you bring them forward. There's so many wonderful opportunities right now for success, for wealth, for joy, for freedom. But we have to see them, and then we have to have the power to claim them, to grab them and say, you know what, I'm taking this. Yeah. So it's as if there's all these things being offered to us, but it's up to us to take it on board and say, okay, I'm going to actually own that and make it happen.